If you've just tuned in, you're about 35 minutes late. We start the program just after the top of the hour. My guest is real estate educator expert Dwayne Gomer out of Cota de Casa. I love that name. And just before the break, we started talking about Prop 19, and I learned, clarified something about inheriting a property, and you could keep the property tax base if it's a single family home, or up to 1 to 4 units if you occupy as your primary residence one of those 1 to 4 units. Now, and we'll talk a little bit more about Prop 19, but if you occupy that as your primary residence, is it written in that you got to live there forever? What if in 5 years you move out? Is anyone going to find out?
Well, you have to move in. I think you have to move in within 60 days. I'm not positive on the attorney part of it.
But what if you live there for 5 years and then you move out? Is anyone going to catch you that you moved out?
I do not know.
That would be a tough thing to monitor. And
yes.
But I don't know what it would be interesting to find out what the law states.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. You can ask your sister.
Dwayne, you haven't missed a beat. You're past 90. And we'll talk about age when you mentioned the reverse mortgage. But what more did you want to add about Prop 19?
Well, Prop 19 was passed, and it was sponsored by the California Association of Real Estate. The reason it was passed is they were having problems with Prop 60 and Prop 90. They passed a law in Prop 13, and then they passed a law that you could take your low tax assessment with you to certain counties if you were over 55, so that people could use it. Now, the counties had to vote to allow that. So out of the California 58 counties, let's say before Prop 19 passed, it would vary on how many approved it, but it would vary between maybe 9 and 10, 11. It would never be more than 12. So out of the 58 counties, you could only transfer it to about 12 of them. And the counties voted against it because they didn't want people coming in with lower tax assessment. So and what I heard and what I think was general information is that when they passed Prop 19, they gave the ability to everybody to take their low tax assessment to the 58 counties. And so that was the reason for the passage of 19, was to allow people to transfer to these other counties. And I guess in writing that, they came up with the limitation on people inheriting a property and renting it. So that the people do get hurt is somebody inherits a property and rents it.
They don't get to keep the low property tax base. It doesn't transfer to them
if they rent it.
And
also, of course, there's a lot of people. Remember, we talked a few minutes ago. We talked about step up in basis. So many people, when they inherit the property, they get a full step up in basis. And so one of my comments in my speeches used to be, don't worry, your children are going to list it with Coldwell Banker on their way home from the funeral because they're going to sell it. So if they sell it, it doesn't, this Prop 19 change does not penalize them either. So some people are penalized, people that are going to rent the property they inherit. But a lot of people benefited because they can now move their low tax assessment to all the different counties.
So my understanding, and it's actually very limited, was that the California Association of Realtors wanted a proposition to allow and force all 58 counties to accept a low property tax base so people could sell their family home they've lived in forever and move to another county. And I think the reasoning was that, look, if they sell and leave your county A, then somebody else is going to buy that, and then that county is going to get a higher stepped up in basis. maybe Santa Barbara County felt that everybody wanted to move here, so they wouldn't benefit as much. So they were never a county that allowed one to transfer the tax base.
Yes, they were not. Yes.
Right. As one, last time I had checked, there were only seven. So this California Association of Realtors really wanted to allow people to transfer their tax base. They felt it would give people a lot of options, because if people were on a limited income, they couldn't afford to move. So this allowed them to relocate, maybe to relocate towards family. So this is all good.
But that was a good benefit. That was the good part of 19.
But I guess they did horse trading, and a lot of people blame the California Association of Realtors, because essentially, I mean, even the way you started, you said they were behind Prop 19. But they had to, you know, take some bitterness with the sweetness, and but you're still allowed to leave your child, your family home, and you can still transfer the tax base. They just need to occupy the home.
That's it.
And then the other prior to Prop 19, my understanding, and you can correct me, is that in addition to that, what you could do is you could leave an income property up to $1 million. And they could inherit that income property and rent it out and still have the low tax base. So that went away as
Correct.
Well, right?
That's what went away. That's what went
you know, away. Yeah, nobody's happy. There's a big push to stop it. But I don't know. I don't know. What. I mean, I know a lot of people think it was a travesty to allow you to transfer your tax base to your children. It's like that was designed to keep you in your house for your lifetime. So maybe a lot of people don't mind that. But the transfer to other counties allows the people who are alive to really benefit. So, but man, a lot of people are upset about Prop 19.
I don't think there's that many people upset as much as the Jarvis Association wants you to think.
Because they're stalwart.
I shouldn't say political things, I guess, but that's my feeling.
Well, but their position, their Prop 13, they want to retain all aspects of Prop 13. And offshoots, like you mentioned, Prop 60, Prop 90. So I get that. My guest, Dwayne Gomer, real estate educator expert, Dwayne Gomer. You had a comment on reverse mortgages you wanted to tell me.
No, I just said that reverse mortgages, obviously right now, the market is extremely depressed and because of the high interest rates. So like most markets, like most real estate markets right now are depressed because people have those 3% loans and they obviously don't want to go out to a higher loan. It's kind of interesting that you and I both remember that in the early 80s, the interest rates, after some called Wellenkamp passed, the interest rates jumped up to 14%. So we were having interest. And over the last 40 years, the average interest rate has been 7%. That's 7. But people right now are used to the 3. And so they're really apprehensive. But the one thing I think people should consider is something called the line of credit. And this is for people that think that don't need a reverse mortgage at this time. They're fine. Everything is fine. But if they get a line of credit on their property, they don't have to make any payments. It sits there, and it just builds up. And so it's like protection against a financial catastrophe. And it builds at the interest rate at the time. So right now it would build at 7% a year. So if you've got a line of credit of $400,000, it would increase 7% every year plus the small 0.5% of mortgage insurance. So it jumps up. Oh, in 10 years, it almost doubles the rule of 72. Divide 72 by the interest rate. That tells you how fast it takes something to multiply. So in a little bit over 10 years, the $400,000 loan, and now you're 72 years old, would be $800,000. So it's got a lot of advantages to protect you against financial catastrophe.
And you pull the money out, but then you're going to have to pay it, make monthly payments to pay it back. Versus
never make a monthly payment. You do not have to make a monthly payment. You take it out. There's no monthly payment.
Oh, wait. So you were tying this line of credit under the umbrella
to
of
the reverse mortgage.
Okay. I thought you were suggesting an alternative. So this was your comment about reverse mortgage and how to deal with it now because of the high interest rate.
Yeah, I was talking, there's, you know, we use acronyms so much that people don't even know what the heck we're talking about. But I was talking HICM, not HELOC.
Thank you. No, I know. My guest, real estate educator, expert, Dwayne Gomer. Did you ever hear of Jack Guttentag? He was the mortgage professor.
What's his name?
Jack Guttentag.
No, I don't know that name.
He was on for years.
I should remember that name.
He's 96, but he's retired now. I can't get him on. But my guest has been Dwayne Gomer. We're out of time. Always great to talk to you. Always learn something. I should get credit for my 45 hours just interviewing you.
Well, of course. And tell Richard thank you.
I will. Take care. Take care. Thanks, Dwayne.
Okay.
Bye for now. The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update.